Radio.
Introduction to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. An interview with Sister Moira de Bono for the Introduction to the Sacrament series. Sister Moira de Bono is a religious sister of Mercy of Alma, Michigan, with a doctorate of sacred theology. Sister Moira is currently a lecturer at the University of Notre Dame, Australia, specializing in the sacraments. So I'm joined today once again with Sister Moira de Bono. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
So today we're talking about the sacrament of confession. And once again, we'll start with where we normally start, which is the most basic. What is the sacrament of confession?
The sacrament of confession is a participation in the paschal mystery of Christ. When we have sinned, you know, after our baptism, and we need to be brought back into relationship with God and with the church. And that could be from in a serious way, or where we've totally turned away from God for, in a serious dimension, or it could just be also weaknesses in our lives that wound our relationship with God and with others.
Now, we mentioned in the last session we talked about baptism, that sin as a result of baptism is removed. Why do we need to then confess our sins again after we've been baptized?
Well, in human nature, we're not perfect. And we, as St. Paul would say, do what we don't want to do. And so we see the wisdom of our Lord when, and the infinite mercy of our Lord, when St. Peter would say to him, how many times do I have to forgive? Seven times? And our Lord would say, no, 70 times seven, showing the infinite mercy of God. And so because of that, those weaknesses we have, we need that absolutely unconditional reality that will be taken back by the Lord. Now, I say unconditional, but I should say his love is infinite, but we turn to him because we're repentant.
Now, the way that in the Catholic Church, one of the, sticking points that can be with people, even amongst Catholics, is that there's a priest involved. I mean, surely if I confess in my heart, that should be good enough. Why do we have in the sacrament of confession, this could be an incorrect word, but the intermediary of the priest?
Well, in this short answer, I'll begin to say that we recognize that in the sacraments, Christ is always present, and he's always present through another person, that there is a minister involved. And so the priest is ordained to be the person of Christ for us, to be the merciful judge in that celebration of reconciliation. And so it's that priest, that through that priest, that we know our sins are absolutely forgiven as we listen to those words of absolution. Another element is that we recognize in penance, we're not only reconciled with God, but we're reconciled with the church. And the priest is a member of the church. And under his seal of confession, he's not going to tell anybody what one's sins are, but he's there as that person, a member of the church, to accept that confession as well. Most importantly, our relationship with God, but we can't forget that horizontal ecclesial reality that we've wounded, and we acknowledge that in confession.
You mentioned there the seal of confession. What exactly do you mean by that?
The seal of confession is the responsibility the priest has. Once he hears someone's confession, he is not ever to divulge it to anyone. And we have saints in history who have literally been martyred because someone has wanted them to reveal something in confession and they've refused to do so. And so we call that the seal of confession. The priest's lips are sealed.
What kind of precedent does this have in, say, scripture or in the practice of the apostles or in the practice of Christ himself that we can have this sacrament that we have today?
We know that much of the life of Christ was all in anticipation of the power of the Paschal mystery, his Easter victory. And we see how many times in his life he would gather someone, whether it be someone who is ill, and he says their sins are forgiven, or a sinner is brought to him, and he'll say their sins are forgiven. And we also have him speaking to the apostles, you know, those whose sins you loose are loosed, and those, I don't have that quote exactly correct there. But we know that he's extended his power to his apostles. And then the successors of the apostles are the bishops, and the bishops, as they ordain their priests to serve with them in a diocese, then that, when we talk about a power, it's the sharing in the Holy Spirit. All right. And so we do have, plenty of evidence in the scripture.
And typically, the sacrament of confession might be something that they get children to do. It seems like, though, that confessing sins, I mean, what are the terrible things that, children could possibly do? Why is it that we usually start confession at that age?
Well, when we're little, we begin to know right and wrong. And it's good, while the sacrament of penance is especially for serious or grave sins, we have to learn to get into the habit of confessing our sins, but also the effects of the sacrament. It doesn't matter if it's a small sin or a more serious sin, we receive graces besides the forgiveness, and that's going to help us in our life, in our relationship, not only with God, but with one another.
What kind of, I guess, what's the process that someone goes through in the sacrament of confession? Here I'm thinking of things like, what kind of sins are they meant to confess? Are they meant to confess all of them? Do they only have to confess some of them? How much detail do they need to go through? What, I guess there can be, for people who haven't been to confession in a long time, there can be that scary, what am I meant to do when I go in there? Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for a person with regards to how they go about confession?
First of all, to recognize that confession is that encounter with the merciful God, so that hopefully that takes some of the fear away. We do recognize whenever we talk to anyone, it's something we're not happy about in our lives, but there's a bit of humiliation in there, sorrow as well. So thinking what we call an examination of conscience, thinking ahead of time, what has harmed my relationship with God? Because that's what we want to say, we want to put out there and say we've done it frequently, not frequently, and receive some advice from the priest. So we think about what are serious things? We never hide those kinds of things. What's been a serious mistake, serious sins that I've committed in my life? Then we can also talk about things that are not so serious per se, but we know them as weaknesses. And we want forgiveness too. And that's why it's good to go to confession on a regular basis, whether or not there's something serious to confess. We recognize that when we have weaknesses or we're committing venial sins or small sins, it can become a slippery slope that makes it more and more of a habit and easier to do something more serious. And so the grace of the sacrament helps prevent that in our cooperation with the grace. So we talk about those instances that are serious, how often we do it. And it's also helpful to let the priest know something in a half a sentence about us. We're not giving them our name, rank, and serial code, but, you know, I'm a university student, I'm married, because that's going to help the priest in what he says to us.
What kind of questions would you usually receive, or common questions would there be surrounding the sacrament that we haven't really addressed thus far?
Well, one question might be, why do we have so many names for this sacrament? We call it, you know, we commonly call it penance, we hear confession, reconciliation, and the catechism explains those names quite well. So when we speak about it, the sacrament of confession, that's the act within the sacrament where we say what we've done wrong. We own up to it, that we have not been the child of God that we've been baptized into. And so as someone who has a responsibility of their own conscience, they are acknowledging what they have done wrong in confession. It's called reconciliation for the reasons I gave earlier, that we wound or cut off a relationship with God and with the church. And so through that encounter with Christ in the person of the priest, we are brought back into that those relationships, which actually makes a bit of a cross, the vertical and the horizontal. Penance is we do something. The priest asks us to do something, to not only make up, not only to make up for what we've done wrong, but it helps us not to sin again. We learn something from that. So, and in our human nature, we always, when we want to emphasize something, we do something. Now, I want to go back to confession, because the second part of that definition of why we call confession the sacrament confession, not only to speak about our sins, but what I think is most profound is that we are confessing that we believe in a merciful God. That if I'm going to go to a priest, if I'm going to confess these things that I've done and that I'm not happy about in myself, that I believe that I will be forgiven. All right. And because we might not go if we didn't. The human next to us might not forgive us. But when we go to confession, we know with sorrow in our hearts that we will be forgiven. And that's a wonderful way to call the sacrament confession.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. And we'll be back on the next one with the sacrament of confirmation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Sister Moira de Bono speaking on the Sacrament of Reconciliation. For more from the Introduction to the Sacrament series, visit cradio.org.au.